Holy espresso, Batman. It's mocha latte time. Great show coming up this week. We have the coffee scene from Charlottesville, Virginia, as well as an on location from Williamsburg, Virginia, and a new song from my dog coming up next. Well, welcome to Search for the Best Mocha Latte in the World. This is Circus Boy Nathan coming to you this week from Cleona, Pennsylvania. Kind of a foggy night out here in Cleona, Pennsylvania. This is my podcast where every week I come to you from the road, on the road with the circus. And, you know, the circus is my day job, but I have a passion for coffee. And so I ride my motorcycle around, trying out new places. And, yeah, checking out the coffee scenes in every town. This week, great show. It's going to be kind of a short show, though, I have to warn you. I just got my wisdom teeth out yesterday, and I think I mentioned this last week, and I'm off the painkillers, so I'm not going to say anything any crazier than I usually do, but definitely have to say my, I think taking teeth out of your head is not a natural thing. that's what I'm my final analysis is, taking teeth out of your head. It's just, I don't know, your body doesn't like it. And besides my teeth, I had a benign tumor in my bottom jaw, which there's like 10 stitches in there, so that's, my mouth is still a little puffed up, and I shouldn't really be talking right now, but I want to get the podcast out to everybody this week. So yeah, if the podcast is short, that is why. It's because I'm missing 3 teeth and a benign tumor out of my face. Which, yeah. So, in any case, so I'll get on to the good news, which is the coffee scenes this week. You don't want to hear about teeth. This isn't a teeth podcast. I'm not talking about teeth or lack thereof. It's about coffee and espresso. So, this week, two places. My week pretty much went like this. I got into Charlottesville from Roanoke, and took a trip down to Williamsburg, which was actually my old stomping grounds there. I lived down there and taught there for a year, and performed there for Busch Gardens and such. But yeah, and while I was there, I know the coffee scene pretty well and checked out few new places, one new place, and went to some of my old places, and actually did a little segment from, there's a ferry there that you can ride your car or your bike, in my case, from Jamestown, the historic Jamestown there, across the James River over to Surrey, and went over there to check out the Surrey House, just newly remodeled. One of my favorite Sunday afternoon excursions was always to take the ferry over there, and it's a beautiful ride, and you know, a quick 15-minute trip each way, and a small little ferry, and it's free, which is always a nice thing, and definitely for a good trip. But I did a little segment coming back, kind of giving an intro to the coffees, and I'll talk a little more about Williamsburg when we come back. But here's and pardon the wings of the windy day, but here's a segment from Williamsburg. It's kind of windy today, actually. Much more windy when I came over. I'm in Williamsburg this week, and
Just to give you a little bit of the coffee scene from over here, there's a couple places in Williamsburg. This is mine. There we go. The microphone's gonna blow away. There's only a couple places in Williamsburg. But right now here on the ferry, they have a ferry that goes back and forth between Jamestown, which is the historic Jamestown where it started, and Surrey, which there's actually a nice little restaurant over there called the Surrey House I used to go to all the time. But right now, I'm on the ferry, we're going across the James River. I'm out on my motorcycle, looking for mocha lattes, of course, and I can see ahead of me the shoreline to Jamestown, historic Jamestown, actually where they're doing excavation there, and see where the old fort was. And it's kind of cold out. It's about 45 degrees. It's sunny. There's no clouds in the sky. We've got the seagulls out here following the ferry. And as far as the coffee scene in Williamsburg, there's Aromas, which is right downtown Williamsburg, which is used to be kind of like the college hangout, and it still is during the school year. It's kind of like the college study hangout, and then during the summertime, it's like the tourist kind of little coffee place there. And back in the day, it used to be half the size it was now, and all the college kids had their own coffee mugs with their names on them and stuff that they would use. But now they have soups, sandwiches, kind of gourmet soup sandwiches. I can buy cakes there, and of course they have all the coffee stuff. So the favorite part of that place actually is their bathroom. I think it's the most creative place there, but creative bathroom. So another place is the coffee shop, which is right in the Food Lion Shopping Center there, just down from Jamestown Road, up 199 a little bit, and it's kind of a little small place, independent. They roast their own beans, kind of a grab and go. There's a few places to sit down there. They have nice mugs that I remember, and other than that, that's pretty much it. There's a coffee shack, which is like one of those little drive-through huts in a parking lot. There's one of those, and of course there's a normal smattering of Starbucks, and there's also a coffee beanery, which I used to go to a coffee bean quite a bit to write, but the coffee there is the coffee beanery, and they pretty much look the same as any other coffee beanery you've ever seen, so that about wraps up the coffee scene. I'm sorry it's so windy out here today. I don't know if it's possible to face the other direction and protect the mic or what have you, but we're getting close to the dock now. I can see the Jamestown Settlement has, they actually have the ships, three replica ships that they, that the people and settlers came into Jamestown, and I think it's 1607, it's the Godspeed, the Susan Constant, and one more I can't remember the name of, but these ships are actually the ones that were used in the movie New World, which I highly recommend seeing. So, okay, it's cold. I'm going to go put my helmet on because my ears are starting to get frostbitten, and that's not good. You can't drink mocha lattes when you're thinking about your ears. So, so from Williamsburg, come check it out. Over now. Yeah, that it was definitely windy out there that day, and cold, pretty chilly. But that third ship that I couldn't remember the name, it's the Discovery. It was the Susan Constant, the Godspeed, and the Discovery were the three ships that sailed into Jamestown there. But I highly recommend checking the area out, especially this time of year.
with they have a really, I think it's besides the 4th of July, they have, it's the second biggest tourist day there in Williamsburg. It's called Grand Illumination, and it's there in the first or second week of December every year. And it's just really cool. They have fireworks, and it's when the whole historic town there is officially decorated. If you don't know, Williamsburg is the Rockefellers bought it back in the day, and decided to bring it back to its colonial, I guess its whole colonial look, and now it's the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation that maintains it, and you can buy a pass there and go see the buildings and talk to people who are actually have advanced degrees in a lot of the history about the buildings and things. You see everything from making leather saddles from scratch, from to, you know, people working with herbs and flowers and plants and so forth. So very cool thing to check out in the summer or in the winter time. It's decorated really nice for Christmas time. So, and if you ever have any questions about, you know, what there is to see or do there, just send me an email at bestmochalatte@podomatic.com, and I'll do my best to give you a little bit of an insider's perspective there on what there is to do and see, and kind of the good places to eat. So quickly, the coffee scene in Williamsburg. I just got two places here because I didn't get to check all of them out. But and yes, I usually drink espresso when I do this section of the show every week. But with the stitches and everything in my mouth, I can't really drink any hot drinks, which is, it's been killing me here the past day or two. But I do have some Nutella here, and that's keeping me company. You know, because probably the best thing, my book after espresso or a mocha latte is Nutella. There's not really too many things that can, on earth, that can beat Nutella. But in any case, so two places I checked out were the Coffee Beanery and Steep's Coffee and Tea. The Coffee Beanery, wrote, average at best. Pretty much no foam, weak espresso taste, powdery chocolate served in house cup, but they did ask on the whipped cream. So I gave them a 2.6 on there. And I've never been too impressed with their stuff, and I think they've gone down a little bit in their quality since the time I lived there. But it's a Coffee Beanery, it's a chain, you know, so it's you get about what you expect from a national chain there. Next place is Steep's Coffee and Tea. Now, this is a new place since when I lived there. And it's right in the downtown historic area there, right behind the the theater there on Duke of Gloucester Street. Right behind the theater, there's a little I think there's a candy shop there, and behind the candy shop is this other little shopping center. In any case, I wrote no. They gave auto whipped cream, served auto to go cup, okay chocolate, very weak espresso. The foam. But the foam was killed by the whipped cream. So I wrote I would not drink again. So that's gave them a 2.4. Now, the latter part of the week, after I spent a few days in Williamsburg, I had to get up in Charlottesville to work, of course, because we played our week of shows in Charlottesville. And really good response, I have to say. First off, Charlottesville, to give you an idea, it's a college town. University of Virginia is located there, UVA. Which is actually founded by Thomas Jefferson, one of the founding fathers of the country. And his house, Monticello, is also located right outside of town there. And so there's a lot of history, a lot of old money there in the town. But there's very hip kind of town. I mean, it has a college atmosphere, but there's very, a lot of upscale kind of restaurants, very cool, like pubs and coffee houses with a very cool kind of vibe there. So I was really digging the town. I would definitely be someplace I would go back to. And it's also, believe it or not, where Dave Matthews is from, Dave Matthews Band, and where he got started. And he came to the show on Sunday. So Dave Matthews, if you're listening to the podcast, I hope you enjoyed the show on Sunday. That was exciting, as I think everybody in the band, I think I can speak on behalf of everyone in the circus band, we were all, I wouldn't say nervous, it's more of like kind of excitement to have Dave Matthews and the audience, being a fellow musician, and hope you enjoyed it and had a good time. But in any case, maybe I should see if I can get Dave Matthews on here to see if he likes mocha lattes. I don't know, he may not drink coffee in the first place. That may be something to find out. I'll figure out there's a way to email him. I know he uses Sensophonics in-ear inserts for his in-ear monitors, but it's for you, those non-musicians, that's the little speakers, you know, that go in the ear. He uses one through Sensophonics also to get, that's where my earbuds are. They're custom molded, but you don't care about that. This is a coffee podcast. So there were four places in Charlottesville. I wish I could have visited more because it looks like there's quite a scene there. But the ones I got to visit quickly, the Mud House, I wrote here, a very nice drink. Nice espresso taste, served out of a go cup. Very nice type foam. No latte art though. Okay chocolate. Fairly balanced drink. I would definitely drink again. It was a very nice drink. And I gave them a 4.3. And they're located right there. I can't remember the name of the section, but downtown, there's a market area, kind of like a pedestrian street that you can walk down. And they're right on the west end of that market street. The next place is Java. And they're kind of in a little strip mall on the kind of place on the west side of town. They're on the west side of the college campus. And right here was, well, it was served in-house cup, but had auto whipped cream, thus no foam, and a kind of diluted taste. I find the whipped cream always dilutes the taste a little bit too much. Chocolate was a little too sweet and had a weird aftertaste, and it was so espresso. So yeah, the thing that really got me on that was the weird aftertaste in the chocolate. That's usually a sign of a cheaper chocolate syrup, which some places do to cut costs. But I mean, it's, you know, do you want to cut costs or the quality of your product, you know, or serve a good product? So I give them a 3.4. But very nice environment there. At Java, there were a lot of students studying because it was finals week. A couple, you know, couches, a fair amount of booths there to sit in, and also at the Mud House. I forgot to describe it. The Mud House is kind of a metropolitan kind of feel. Again, there's, you know, tables and a few couches and a lot of students studying. I think it's probably the kind of like the one of the student hangouts there in downtown Charlottesville. But very cool vibe from Mud House. They had a nice La Marzocco machine there, and looked like they knew it, and tasted like they knew what they're doing. So, all right, next place, La Taza. I was very surprised by this place. First off, the mocha latte, nice drink. It was served out of to-go cup, Aston whipped cream. Pretty mellow drink all around. Decent espresso taste, average foam. Perhaps a little too much chocolate, but overall gave them a 4.1. Now I have to say, La Taza was my favorite for Charlottesville. When I rode up on the bike, it was this great. It's kind of hard if you're not a local. It's kind of hard to figure out the one-way roads. It's at this weird kind of corner there, right south of the market area, but it's well worth the trip. It was started by Melissa. I guess she had spent some time in Costa Rica. I don't know. I'm going to email Alyssa, Melissa, and see if she'd be willing to come on the podcast and say hello and tell us a little bit about her place. But she was down in South America and had really enjoyed that whole cafe culture down there, how people just gather around, you know, for a drink, a coffee or a beer, and talk about sports, local politics, friends, what have you. And she really wanted to bring that back to Charlottesville, and it's really cool because you go in, and I walked up, and she had a fire burning outside, like an outdoor fire pit kind of place, and had the umbrellas up, and it had been chilly, kind of morning, you know, and so it was just the fire there with the smoke wafting, you know, through the air, and walked in. It was this great, I think, was what the music from the Punta Maya series. They have out where they have music from different origins of coffee that you can buy on a compact disc. But just a very cool, lively vibe. A lot of attention to detail. The chairs had leather. Were like the, I don't know how to describe it, I guess the mission style with the leather backing. And just a very fun, you know, kind of, it really transported you back to that tropical almost, you know, like walking into a cafe, you know, somewhere down in Central America, and just, you know, sitting outside with the, on a quiet, it was a sunny morning, I was there, quiet Sunday morning, and with the fire outside, just enjoying the sun, and the local people coming in to get their coffee. I heard one guy was on his way to the circus, which I kind of had to laugh, you know. But, yeah, so definitely a cool place there, La Taza in Charlottesville. And the last was Milano Espresso and Gelato. This place, I wrote, the drink seemed watery to me. They served Lavazza coffee from a super auto machine. Average foam, weak chocolate, okay espresso. Served auto to go cup, and they did ask on whipped cream. So I gave them a 3.5. And the Milano Espresso and Gelato is part of a larger shop called Verity Blue. And it's there in, I think it's called the West End Market, I think, or New Market. It's right there as you go into the downtown area where the pedestrian street is on your right-hand side. And there's a little market there with kind of people that do like artisan breads and really cool stuff. And the Verity Blue has all kinds of stuff from Italian style stuff from the table. And the owners wanted to bring a cafe that reflected that. And so they serve all Lavazza coffee, which you don't see too much here in the States, but Lavazza's, excuse me, one of the biggest, I believe, in Europe. Very popular over there, Italian coffee roaster. And they're also known for their gelato. I believe they serve the same, I don't want to say the name because I'm going to butcher it, but the same gelato that the guys there at Crave, that Corey and Peter there serve at Crave. So first class, you know, gelato there at Milano. But I was disappointed to see that they didn't have a regular espresso machine, you know, espresso machine. It was a super auto, which means it's one of those machines that grinds it, tamps it, and does it all, you know, does it for you, which I think kind of takes a little bit of the art out of it. But if you don't, you know, if you're not going to be able to train the baristas, I guess that's a good alternative to I guess, leveling out your product. But very cool vibe in there. You know, you got the gelato, and everything's in blue, sleek, very European style. So, yeah, just kind of very small cafe, you know, seating for maybe four or five. But, that's Milano Espresso and Gelato. So that is the coffee scene for Williamsburg and Charlottesville this week. Coming up here, I gotta stop talking because my mouth is really starting to hurt. Coming up next week, I'm gonna be here at my parents' place, hanging out for Christmas and family time, and I'm hoping to get over to Mechanicsburg there, where my sister attends college, and she had a couple places that looked promising that she wanted to scope out. So maybe we'll do a on the road with my sister Sarah, and some coffee scenes coming up this week, and it also depends on my recovery time. Hopefully I can get to the point where I can get back on my regular mocha latte search, and so that'll probably be next week. And then the week following that, I will be in Florida, down in West Palm Beach, Florida, and I will believe it will be about right on Christmas, so I may do a special Christmas podcast from the circus lot. I'm going to be in the circus lot on Christmas Day, so I may go around and send some Christmas cheer with my fellow circus folk. So who knows, you may get a surprise interview with one of the clowns. I know they enjoy their coffee, as do I. So I don't know if they've had a mocha latte, though. Maybe I'll have to make a couple up and go on a mission and spread them around. But you'll have to tune in to find out. You have to tune in. I'm not going to give it all away. You never know. I just kind of go with the flow on here. And it's always fun. We always have a good time. So thank you for tuning in this week to the best mocha, search for the best mocha latte in the world. As always, if you want to reach me, you can send an email to searchforthebestmochalatte, or excuse me, no, I'm getting ahead of myself. You can send an email to bestmochalatte@podomatic.com, or if you go to bestmochalatte.podomatic.com on that webpage, there's a place there you can leave comments. I usually put a picture up from every week's episode, and you can also, there's a call-in number there. You can leave a voicemail as well. So yeah, so thanks for tuning in, and would love to hear from you. And they got an all new song from Mod Dog that he calls Montgomery Rocks from back this a few months ago, back when we were in Alabama, in Montgomery, Alabama there. And yeah, so until next week, drink what you like and like what you drink. Take care.